citizens have been turning to Neil Sperry for gardening advice since 1970. You can call him now at 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. And welcome to our third and final hour for this Sunday morning, everybody. We're really glad to have you tuned in. And we are ready to go right now to the Dallas Arboretum Report with our buddy Jimmy Turner, the Senior Director of the Gardens. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
I know how busy you are, and we're going to get right to your report. Artemisia Palace Castle, what a beautiful gray perennial plant. What a great one.
What a tough plant for me. Low water use. Everybody's, looking for things to take a little bit less water this year and take a little bit more heat. Stays nice, 1 foot tall, 3 to 4 foot wide. Will grow in full sun in a burning parking lot. I love using it around the edges of borders or hanging over a wall. It's great, actually, even in big containers. If you ever have a giant container and want something cascading over the side, love to plant daffodils or daylilies underneath it to give it a little bit of extra color in there. But probably one of my best drought-tolerant perennials. It just stays looking nice all summer long.
And of all the artemisias, they're very, very compelling plants, but of all the artemisias, this one is the easiest, isn't it?
It is the easiest, and it's the only one that really doesn't just come up all over the garden. It just stays right where you put it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful one. P-O-W-I-S, Powis Castle is the artemisia, and folks, you need to give it a try. I like gray plants, but if you use them to excess, they really can make a landscape look very hot and unappealing. And so I'm not into using 30 Senesa plants, but you could easily talk me into using a multitude of Powis Castle. It's so pretty. So, all right, well, that's good. And then we've got something big on the horizon at the Dallas Arboretum. Tell us.
Probably one of the biggest events we've put on ever is the Dale Chihuly at the Dallas Arboretum. It's blown glass. There's about 65 installations across the garden. They go from 30-foot towers to beautiful blue glass hanging through the Palmer Ferndale, which is actually my favorite part, but you can come out and see them now. We actually officially don't open it to May 5th, but it's there already and looking wonderful.
Merciful. And tell us just again, if you don't mind, and maybe you've been given a summons not to say it again, but the value of this glassware in the garden.
Over 20 million.
Golly. You dropped that one in on us last week, and I just about fainted. That is just beautiful. This is really a special, special collection, folks, and you do need to get to the Arboretum to see it. And so the grand opening is May 5, but it's there, and people can go out and enjoy it right now then.
Absolutely beautiful right now.
Yeah, and it is a beautiful day to go to the Dallas Arboretum. That's great. All right, and then you have educational programs coming up. Tell us about it. Somebody's going to tackle hydrangeas, huh?
Oh, yeah, something I even need help with. I have a hard time.
And who more able to do that than Bob Wilson, who seems to grow everything?
He does. On May 5th, 9 to 11 for $27 or $24 for members, Bob Wilson, my friend and yours from Nicholson Hardy, who can grow things better than I can. I swear the man, nature dislikes you more, is going to teach you everything you need to know about how to grow hydrangeas, which varieties, how to fertilize them, where to put them in the garden, what soil. From top to bottom, he will cover the whole subject.
So May 5 is Chihuly and hydrangeas all at the same time. What a deal. How does somebody sign up for the hydrangea course?
Just call 214-515-6540 or go to our website, dallasarboretum.org, and click on education.
All right, and Bob Wilson is really a good guy. He is also the man you talk to about hostas for Texas. He really knows his stuff, and peonies especially. That's the one he's worked on so much. All right, how does somebody find the Dallas Arboretum?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. Take I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north. We'll be on the left-hand side, or take Garland Road south or anywhere in Dallas and look for the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
All right. And, Jimmy, I was noticing also that music is beginning back up again for the summertime, and that information is on the website as well, correct?
Yes, sir. Starting this Tuesday, we'll have our Tuesday night concert, Twilight Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Can't remember what we call our Thursday
cool,
night concert.
Cool Thursdays.
Cool Thursdays, thank you.
Yeah, it was, but I think they're Chihuly Thursdays or something in recognition. I was noticing that in a large ad that you had in the morning news. So I'm paying attention, buddy.
Yeah, you are.
I'm looking. I'm watching you. Get your work done. I'm watching you. All right, this is Jimmy Turner. I don't know what we've said, but it's DallasArboretum.org. The main number is 214-515-6500 for information. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, and it's worth going to. It's just beautiful. Jimmy, I appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay, thank you. Jimmy Turner, the Senior Director of the Gardens at the Dallas Arboretum, sponsored today by Norway Irrigation. I told Bill the other day, I was actually telling the cameraman, we were doing a piece at Norway Irrigation on sprinkler irrigation maintenance, things that homeowners can do themselves, and Bill was demonstrating a few things, and as he went in to adjust the timer or do something, I said to the cameraman, I've known this man longer than anybody else in horticulture, in North Texas, and that's 42 years. And I think the world of Norway Irrigation. Bill Jensen is my friend. He is the man who does my sprinkler work. They'll be coming to my magazine office in a couple of weeks. One thing I will tell you is that irrigation is on everybody's mind right now, and the good companies, and this is the best, the good companies are behind. If they tell you, if somebody says it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks till we can get to you, say, you bet, not a problem, you're worth the wait. And if you call Norway Irrigation and they say that to you, I hope you'll say, you bet, no problem, Neil said there might be a wait, I'll wait, or something like that. That'd be cool. These folks use the best equipment in the world, and that's Weathermatic equipment, and the installation process that they use, design process, is the best. The $40 or $50 million children's garden at the Arboretum, the folks there asked Bill Jensen to do the design for that installation. It's just everything about it is the best. Norway Irrigation. You can access them easily, and they are affordable. 972-446-3292. Norway Irrigation is at 972-446-3292. NorwayIrrigation.com.
Call Neil now. 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227.
6 days from now, this coming Saturday, May 5 at 2:30, I will be in the newest facility, the brand new facility of Statewide Remodeling. I'll be giving a talk at 2:30 that day on garden facts and fantasies. My appearance is part of their grand opening of their new showroom at 2450 Esters Boulevard in the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport area. And the festivities will be scheduled from noon to 4. Family fun, food, prizes, discounts, and several informative seminars. And I hope that mine is one of those. I'm going to try to be informative. We'll have some prizes as well. We'll have some fun. It's going to be good. All of the proceeds from my appearances, including this one, go to Serenity High in McKinney. And that will be coming up this next Saturday at 2:30. I'll be at Statewide Remodeling, 2450 Esters Boulevard in the airport area. For more information, call 214-677-9000. All right, we go back to our phone lines now, and that's going to take us to Lee in Arlington. Lee, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, Neil.
How can I help?
Well, I have a little issue with my backyard. I have had I guess you can say all the drought that we had last year might have dried the yard up pretty good. I was mowing the yard a couple days ago, and as I was raking up some of the clippings, I noticed that I was pulling up a whole lot of crabgrass with that, and it left bald spots in my yard. And in those bald spots were rather large cracks. I believe it's going to be due to lack of watering. Well, a friend of mine told me that I could possibly fill those cracks in with sand.
No, and don't even think about doing that. If you start pouring dry sand in there, if it is a crack brought on by drought, you will pour and pour and pour and pour and pour. And my question of you is, all right, if there's a crack there because of dry soil, which I doubt in the first place, but at this time, after all the rain we've had, but that's neither here nor there. If you start pouring sand in there, what's it filling? Why is that crack there? Because the soil has cracked and gone apart. And as soon as that soil gets wet again, it's going to swell and fill back in again. It's better that you water properly. I don't think this is a water issue. There may be another problem going on down there. There may be a decayed tree root or something, but filling it with sand is not a plan. Not a plan, and plants don't want to grow in sand anyway.
People always want to fill those things,
and it's not a good plan.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm questioning it, because I've never heard of anyone filling those cracks with sand before.
Oh, I've heard of it plenty of times, but it's a waste of time, money, and sand. If you're going to fill a crack with anything, fill it with more of the same soil. You don't want to have two different kinds of soil side by side. Just put a soaker hose out there for a few hours and see what happens. And my guess would be that as the soil gets wet again, it will swell and it will fill back in. But there's another reason that crack is there other than just drought, because we're not in the drought now. And there's absolutely no leftover cracks from last summer at this point. There's no way. So anyway, do a little more checking and see what you find. I'd run a probe down in there and to see how deep they are. Just do a little exploring, but don't start filling with soil or sand.
Okay.
Got to run. I appreciate your call very, very much. Thank you, sir. Let me go to Chris. Chris in Cleburne, you'll come up in just a moment. Let me make sure I stay on track here. But I'm going to try to get through several calls that have been there for a period of time. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We'll do a very short version of this ad so we can get back to the phones fairly quickly. The best regional gardening magazine in America. The awards to prove it. $23.95 per year, but I have a much better deal for you right now, and that is less than $15 per year if you'll buy a 3-year subscription, new or renewal today before 11. This is a very short time offer. You need to call before 11 o'clock today. Now you're going to be saving from $23.95 to less than $15 per year. So that is almost a $9 savings. If I did my math right, it's a significant savings, and it will give you the finest regional gardening magazine in the United States for 3 years, satisfaction guaranteed, new or renewal. I'll refund every penny if you're unhappy with the magazine. Call before we take this offer away. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 1-800-752-4769. Those welcome spring rains that have made everything look so beautiful aren't so welcome for your foundation. This is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. The rains have made our dry soils expand, putting enormous pressure on your foundation. If you're seeing little cracks in the walls, or if your doors are starting to stick, call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their patented Pro-Lift repairs come with a transferable lifetime warranty. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. Are insects destroying your lawn from above and from below ground? Well, you can end the damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Complete Insect Killer controls surface insects and root feeders. Insects are killed when they come into contact with it. They're killed when they attempt to eat the plants. This exclusive two-way formula is the only product that combines two targeted chemistries into one granule to achieve maximum protection from insects. Long-lasting formula with up to 90 days subsurface insect protection. It won't wash away with irrigation or rain. Use it on lawns, ground covers, flowers, trees, shrubs, along building foundations. Check the label for a complete listing of the insects that Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer will eliminate. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. It's BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer.
Discover Twin Oaks Nursery, just 30 minutes north of McKinney off Highway 75 in Denison. Twin Oaks Nursery carries a huge selection of color and shrubs, including beautiful Nellie R. Stevens holly in pyramid form, an unusual single-stem tree form. They invite you to visit their new greenhouse filled with color, tropical plants, gifts, and more. Be sure to attend their free educational seminars every Saturday morning. For more details, visit their website, twinoaksonline.com, or call 903-463-2205.
All right, nice people. Let me tell you about Baylor Regional Medical Center. I stumbled on the name Bayer a moment ago. I can go Baylor here now all through this one and do quite well for them. The Baylor Plano campus, that's where our daughter's life was saved 7 years and a month ago. And I have been very proud to represent them ever since that time. And proud to tell you also about the Baylor Scoliosis Center on that same campus. While we were there with our daughter, we found out about the Baylor Scoliosis Center and the fact that people were coming from all over the world to go there. Scoliosis is a disorder of the spine in which the vertebrae actually rotate. A curve is created in either the upper or lower back. The Baylor Scoliosis Center has been caring for adolescent and adult scoliosis patients for 7.5 years. The Scully Score test is the first genetic test to help provide physicians and parents with insight into the possible progression of your child's adolescent idiopathic scoliosis. To perform the Scully Score test, a member of the physician's team will take a saliva sample from your child, send it to the lab, and within a couple of weeks, the results come back. And the Scully Score test is appropriate for children between ages of 9 and 13, those with a diagnosis of adolescent idiopathic scoliosis, and children with a mild curve of 10 to 25 degrees. A personalized treatment plan will be developed. Visit TheBaylorScoliosisCenter.com. TheBaylorScoliosisCenter.com or call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, the number 4, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, to request a physician at the Baylor Scoliosis Center at Baylor Plano. We go to Chris in Cleburne. Chris, this is Neil. Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
All right. Well, my question is, I just bought a house not too long ago and has a beautiful pool, but one long side of my yard faces kind of a commercial side, nothing too big, but I'd like to put a privacy screen and something that can survive the extreme heat, the crazy cold winters that we sometimes get here, and something that would grow quick too, because I know there's a lot of stuff out there that is great privacy, but it can take 10 years to grow. And I've thought about bamboo, I've heard of some other things, and I'm curious what you have to say.
I would say on bamboo, it would be the most horrific mistake you ever made in gardening, without any question. You cannot choose a more invasive plant. You will rue the day. You will be shipped out of town by your neighbors.
Okay.
So that's bamboo. How tall and how wide do you need this to be, Chris?
Ideally, because I have a fence up on that whole side, and it's a 6-foot fence, but ideally I'd probably like to be at probably about at least 12 feet.
All right. And how much width are you willing to sacrifice? Because it's going to come into your yard.
That's not a problem. It's a big, big yard. So.
All right. The best 12-foot screen, in my estimation, and the one that I have used at my home, is Nellie R. Stevens Holly. It actually will go beyond 12 feet. It would go to 15 feet, but it is a beautiful large holly and very dependable. It's obviously evergreen. It's kind of Christmas tree shaped. If you space them you'd want to space them, if you're going to let them get 12 feet apart, you'd want them 12 feet high, you'd want them 8 feet apart, two-thirds the height. And you can buy them all the way up to 100-gallon containers. I mean, that's how you get around some of what you're describing as slow growth. You have to remember that fast growth usually means there's a problem coming. Either the thing won't stop growing, it just gets taller and taller, or it invades like the bamboo does. And so you want something that grows at a good clip, but you don't necessarily have to have a racehorse. And the way you get around that is by buying a plant that that is kind of a combination. It's acceptably quick, and yet it's a quality plant. Nellie R. Stevens Holly is exactly that. If you want something that is more tree form, then the magnolias that Steve Huddleston was referring to an hour ago from the Botanic Garden would be great. Little Gem gets 30 feet tall and about 20 feet wide. Teddy Bear Magnolia gets about 20 feet tall and about 12 feet wide. And so those could go up over the fence and give you privacy. Those are options. Now, I haven't grown teddy bear very long. I have one that's 2 years old. But I'm sure that both of those will be slower than what you want. You really would want to get a big one of those if you need something anytime fast, because they are deliberate. But Nell A.R. Stevens is my go-to. It is my A++, and I don't have anything else that gets into the A's.
Well, hey, no, I appreciate it. And where would you recommend somewhere in the DFW area a nursery that would sell what you're talking about?
Any independent retail garden center will have Nell A.R. Stevens hollies. I would call ahead and ask them what sizes they offer. It is not impressive when you see it in a 1 or 5 gallon container. When you see it in a 50 or 100 gallon pot in a nursery, you'll say, wow, that does look good. And you'll see it all over town. It's very common. So you won't have any trouble once you identify it and know what it looks like, seeing how it has performed for other people.
Perfect. And do they require any special maintenance, or are they pretty tough on their own?
They are very tough. They need to be watered and fertilized just like any other shrub. But nothing extraordinary. Yeah, perfect. You know what I would do is I would go by, and I rarely refer people to a specific nursery, but I don't have any sponsors in Cleburne, and I'm not necessarily giving a plug, but take some photos into my friend Dan Weaver at Weaver Plant Nursery there in downtown Cleburne, and Dan will give you some advice also. He is a very good horticulturist and a man who helps on my Facebook page pretty often. So anyway, that should help. I got to run. I really appreciate your call. Let me go to Russell in Parker County now. He's been waiting patiently. Russell, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help?
I've got some native grass on some land that I recently purchased, and I've been noticing kind of a white foam.
It just looks like spit on the grass.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's called spittle bugs, and in the center of that, there'll be an insect somewhere. It's kind of their camouflage and defense mechanism. They're harmless. It is nothing to worry about. I see it on my shrubs from time to time, and I don't even think anything of it.
Okay, so it won't harm any of the other...
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Are you glad you waited half an hour for that? Yeah, look at it this way. It's good news anyway.
That's right. Good news is always worth the wait.
I'm really glad you called. Thank you, Russell. Let me go to Dennis in Caddo Mills. Dennis, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning.
How can I help?
Well, I've got a oak tree. It's our oak. And the leaves first had like an egg sac or a small egg sac on the back, but now it's got like a white mite on them. And it's making the leaves curl back like they're wilted and dying off.
Okay. All right. And where is that happening on the tree?
Probably the lower third or more.
All right. And here is my question of you. And you are going to send me to Venus or to Jupiter with your answer, one direction or the other.
Okay.
Can you guarantee that every leaf that is curled has had one of these things, whatever they are, associated with it?
They look like they do, yeah. They're all over it. I'm looking at it right now.
All right. Are you seeing actual insects in on those leaves?
I'm sorry?
Are you actually seeing insects on those leaves?
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now.
All right. Please, once again, describe the insect that you're seeing to me.
Okay. It's a small white insect. Probably about an eighth of an inch long.
Okay.
Might be a mite or something, I don't know.
Is it pear-shaped?
Yeah.
All right, those are aphids, and they will cause distorted growth. They are not particularly harmful. I wouldn't worry about them, and they will abate as it gets warm. You can certainly spray almost any general-purpose insecticide will control aphids. 7 does not, but malathion and permethrin and most of the others will make short order of aphids if you want to spray. If I've identified them right, if your description is correct, that's a very unusual situation for them to show up that way. I thought you probably had, and if you had told me no, there are plenty of leaves that are affected that don't have any insects, then I would have expected that this is broadleafed weed killer drift. That is a very common occurrence where lower leaves on a tree are gnarly because somebody has sprayed a broadleafed weed killer, a 2,4-D product, on a windy day, and it's been picked up onto the leaves.
By the crop duster?
It would not be by a crop duster. That would be the top leaves.
Yeah. Well, it went down the same. We had a crop duster about 2 weeks ago.
Right, but that would be the top leaves or the leaves on that on the field side of the tree. It would not be the bottom leaves. Bottom leaves would have to be something that was applied at ground level. If it were a weed killer. I think aphids are what you have because you've done a wonderful job identifying them. It's up to you as to whether you spray or not. I don't think it's going to have any long-term impact on the tree.
Okay. Yeah, this is the first tree I planted when I moved out here 14 years ago. Yeah. I really don't want to lose it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I appreciate your call so much. Thank you, sir. All right. I did not get to Luray in Bowie, and I was trying my best to do so before the newscast. There was a question about a fungus at the base of post oak trunks. That was the last of the long time waiting calls. And Luray, I think you probably either have mineral salt build up on the trunks, or it's possible that you have maybe lichens or something, the algal fungal growth that where they nourish one another, like moss that you see on rocks. It would have been one of those two things, but if you're seeing a white powder fungus at the base of a post oak tree, it is much more likely mineral salt that has been left behind from a sprinkler system, or I have it at my home on the tree trunks after a lot of rain. It will be wicked up onto the trunks, and it's just like boiling a pan dry. So hopefully Luray can hear that answer. Let me tell you right now about Whiz-Q Stone. Proudly tell you about Whiz-Q Stone. This is Mike Wisnan, his son Derek's business. Their dad and grandfather founded the business back in 83, and Mike and Derek, he would be proud of those two guys. They are wonderful people, very friendly, outgoing, highly respected in the nursery industry, and they lead in the nursery industry. Both of them. Mike has really brought Derek up in a wonderful way. I really admire this family. Now, having said that, it's nice that these are nice guys. But they also have the most incredible stone yard, 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, flagstone, cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, and they show you how to use their stone. On Saturday, May 5, how to install thin veneer stone. On Saturday, May 12, how to build a fire pit and seating wall. Now, the classes all start at 10 o'clock on Saturday mornings in the Lifestyle Display Gardens right there at Whiz-Q Stone. They are at 4501 East Loop 820 South. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, and that's 817-429-0822. Call for more information. 817-429-0822. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. Whiz-Q.com. Whiz-Q.com. Again, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. It's Whiz-Q Stone.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
Your trees represent an incredible investment in your home, in your landscape, and you need to protect that investment by having only the finest in tree service technicians do work on your trees. Arborological Services, the company that provides experts your trees deserve, serving the Metroplex with the finest in tree care for almost, more than 30 years now, 31 years. Oh, my goodness. They have 10 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have college-degreed plant pathologists, plural, horticulturists, plural, and foresters, plural, on their staff. These people drive around town thinking about trees. They are all about trees. So I hope if you have trees that you will involve Arborological Services. They have certified arborists. That is very critical. And they have the 10 certified arborists, International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. That's the top level of certification. From routine tree maintenance all the way to heroic tree saving, this is the company to call. On Facebook, you'll find them at Arborological Services, Inc., INC. On Twitter at The Tree Experts. On the web, it's arborological.com, Arbor, A-R-B-O-R-I, Logical, Arborological Services. And the Dallas area number is 972-442-1524, 972-442-1524. The Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160, 817-849-1160, arborological.com. It's Arborological Services. It's time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, again with Jerry Overton.
WBAP News Time now, 10:35. I'm Jerry Overton in the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Fear of more deadly weather in St. Louis today. Ginger Z is tracking storm activity.
Today, we do have a threat again. And remember, this is something you need to pay attention from northern Texas all the way through parts of St. Louis, Louisville. It stretches all the way, really, to the mid-Atlantic.
One person killed, five others seriously injured yesterday when powerful winds knocked over a tent near Busch Stadium in downtown St. Louis. Activists claim a Chinese dissident who escaped from house arrest is now under American protection in Beijing. But U.S. officials are remaining silent on the issue. The incident comes as Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner head to Beijing for strategic and economic talks this week. Toomsboro, Georgia has one convenience store, a florist, a custom cabinet shop, and a post office. And for the right price, much of it could be yours. The Coastal Courier reports a developer who owns many of the properties in town is putting them on the market. WBAP News Time now, 10:36.
On the President George Bush Turnpike eastbound at Josie Lane, all lanes are now open. Earlier, a construction work had that section of roadway closed. So far, we're in good shape through Fort Worth and the Mid-Cities. This report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 13th. 99 Cents has a huge variety of Mother's Day gift options. Why not save big by creating a beauty and spa kit with luxurious lotions and fragrances for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first for Mother's Day. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Partly sunny with a high near 86 today. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, maybe gusting up to 25. Cloudy, 71 tonight. Partly sunny with a high near 85 tomorrow. Slight chance we'll see an afternoon shower pop up. It's overcast, 75 degrees at DFW Airport. 10:37, I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Generations have grown up with us. Trust us to be there for future generations. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Covington Nursery and Landscape is at 5518 President George Bush Highway. Used to be called Liberty Grove Road. Now it's the access road of George Bush right there at Highway 66. Easy to find in Rowlett and worth the drive from anywhere. That drive really got a lot quicker. If you're coming anywhere from Central Expressway to the northwest of Rowlett, you'll be there in 10 minutes. It's just amazing. And it is an amazing nursery. 18 acres in size. I just did an ad for a 22-acre stone yard and an 18-acre nursery. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful landscape you could create from these two places. And I have. Well, I don't want to say it's beautiful. That's a little bragging. But a lot of what I have has come from Covington Nursery over many years. Joe and Gail Covington have been my friends for 30 years, and I have the utmost respect for their business. Now, they have a huge selection of annual and perennial tropical color, herbs, vegetables, an incredible inventory of ornamental grasses, shrubs, and trees. If you want to see the inventory, go to their website, covingtonnursery.com. There's a double N in the middle of that, covingtonnursery.com. And check out the available stock list, and you'll see. And in fact, it's kind of sprinkled through several lists because many of the things show up on their half-price house list, where you save even more by buying out of those inventories. They have incredible bargains for you, and it's not on worn-out old plants. It's on beautiful, vigorous plants that Joe's gotten a good price on. Sizes and prices of their stock are included in the website at covingtonnursery.com. And check out their landscape division as well. Independently owned and operated since 1972, open 7 days a week to serve you at 5518 President George Bush Highway in Rowlett. That is Covington Nursery, 972-475-5888, covingtonnursery.com.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
About 31 years ago, James Smith from Dalworth Carpet Cleaning, it was called then, expressed interest in having me do ads. And I said to the sales rep, I appreciate it. I'm not sure I want to do that. We just had a really bad experience with another company, and I don't want to go through that again. I don't want to put my wife through it. And they said, oh, please, please give them a try. This one is different. And, oh, they were different. James came, and he just was so earnest. He said, my business is about 5 years old, and I am about word of mouth and customer satisfaction. And he said, I really want to show you what we can do. And I saw in his eyes the kind of dedication that I, as a young business owner then, had in my heart and soul. And he has certainly not let me down. He has grown his business now where they do tile and grout cleaning and marble polishing and sandless, messless resurfacing of hardwood floors. They've developed an incredible system for cleaning dense carpets, carpet area rugs is what I'm trying to say. They do beautiful carpet cleaning, just fabulous. In fact, right now, $29 per area on five areas or more of a carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. Book online at dalworth.com for additional savings, or you can call them tomorrow at 214 or 817, then Metro 267-8433. Dalworth Fine Floors is about 10 minutes away from their warehouse where they do all the floor cleaning things, and Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. It is a great showroom of beautiful flooring options for you. So from new floors to old floors, they can give you beautiful floors. Dalworth, 214 or 817-267-8433, dalworth.com.
Call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227.
Or on a Verizon phone, it is #820. Thank you, Mary, very much. So give us a call right now. You'll get on the air if you call right now. We have only two calls ahead of you, Al and Justin. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How may I help you?
I purchased an azalea. And then I figured I'd purchase a couple more, which I did. And I got them all planted roughly in the same area. So I went out and yesterday, because azalea is like acidic soil, I fertilized them with Miracle-Gro, acidic Miracle-Gro. Now, come to find out, they weren't all azaleas. I got looking at the leaves, and then I went and checked tags, and two of them oleanders.
Really?
And because the leaves on one are shorter than the other one.
Yeah, they are.
And I was wondering what the effect of the acidic fertilizer would do to the oleanders, because I don't know that much about them.
It won't hurt them at all. So essentially, you went to the pet store to buy a dog and you came home with a goat or something like that. Yeah, you're going to be fine. The acidic fertilizer isn't going to hurt anything. Almost all plants would really prefer to be in an acidic soil, oleanders included. They're a lot more tolerant of our native soils than azaleas are. And, you know, oleanders get a lot bigger than azaleas, so you may want to rethink where you have them and how you have them planted. So,
I see they get around 10 foot wide and 6 feet wide and 10 foot high.
It depends on the variety and whether it freezes or not, hard freeze, because oleanders are not very winter hardy in our area, and azaleas certainly are. They won't. You won't lose azaleas to cold weather. You'll lose them to alkaline soil. Oleanders, you won't lose to alkaline soil, but you sure will lose to cold weather.
Okay. Well, I live in Justin, and all I have out here is rock and weeds, so I had to plant them above ground with paving stones around to hold the dirt in.
Right. Well, I don't have much more I can add to you. I think you're fine. Just the fertilizer won't hurt a thing. Just make sure you have enough room for the oleanders. They could eat up your azalea that you have beside them because they do get large. I really appreciate your call, Al. Thank you so much.
Sir,
let me go to Tawana in Richardson. Tawana, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. This is Tawana. How you doing?
I am super duper. Appreciate your call.
I'm having a landscaping put in my front yard. Part of the design is a large circle around a 35-year-old live oak.
Mm-hmm.
The landscaper added about 1 to 2 inches of soil to make it all level, and then he put some that poly landscape on top of that so it would drain, and then he put about 3 inches of beautiful shredded bark. He also cut two or three roots to make the circle, and the roots were about 3 inches. I know that this is not the time of year to do anything to your live oaks, and I know you're not supposed to change the soil level around a tree. Should I be concerned since it's not that much?
I would be more concerned about the addition of the soil than I would about cutting a few roots at this time of year. The roots are important, but if it's a tree of that size that's a 1 or 5% impact on the tree, it's not like you cut all the roots. I don't know what to tell you. 1 inch is borderline. If it's truly 1 inch, that isn't a whole lot of soil. But I just, you know, why bother? Why worry if you're just changing it 1 inch? The plants that you put in a bed can absorb an inch of difference in height. And, you know, if you put a ground cover in, instead of putting a type that grows 3 inches tall, put one in that grows 6 inches tall, and then the bed can look level.
Shredded bark looks great. I think that's what he's going to put on it, but I didn't realize he was going to put any soil at all.
Yeah, the bark doesn't count. The bark is a neutral. The soil, I guess, would not count if it were a landscape mix that had a very high percentage of organic matter in it, maybe.
No, I think it was the soil
If it's topsoil, then anything over an inch is very scary in an inch. I'm not going to take a vote on this. I think you ought to have a certified arborist come look at it, or you need to talk very, very bluntly with this person and say, is it really necessary that we leave all that soil in place? That's
okay.
Up to you. You're on the edge there. You can add half an inch or so of soil, but it really is better not to do much of anything. Probably you'll be all right, but I wouldn't do it to my tree. There's my answer.
I was quite surprised. I'm going, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, probably you'll be all right, but I wouldn't do it to my tree. There's my short-form answer. Yep.
Sure, appreciate it.
All right, thanks for calling. Take our last break, and then we have Carl in Fort Worth, Jerry in McKinney. And good deal. I like Jerry's question. Both of them are going to be good. Not so taken with Carl's question about ticks in his yard, but we'll get there. We'll try to help him. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America, and we have the best deal we've had in a long, long time for you. It is 3 years for just $44.95. I can give you that incredibly low price because I don't have to send renewal notices out. If you've ever owned a magazine and you know how many times sometimes you have to send renewal notices out, people are going to renew, but they just put it off, and you keep sending them things, and every time you do, it costs money. That's why I can make you a better deal on this 3-year subscription, and we both win on it. It is 3 years, $44.95, normally $23.95 for 1 year. So you're getting it for less than $15 a year, what you normally would pay $23.95 for. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Every word of our magazine is written specifically for Texas landscapes and gardens. I do a lot of writing for my magazine as well, and I proofread every word to make sure that we stay the definitive word in Texas horticulture. New or renewal, satisfaction guaranteed. Call before 11 today. You have 11 minutes to make this call, and you'll pay only $44.95. 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11.
Dixon Brothers is a local family business that's been working with water since 1973, providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain and water well pumps and supplies. It's time for relaxing poolside with friends and family, soaking up the sunshine, cooling off in the sparkling blue pool water, right? No? Well, get yourself to Dixon Brothers and get help. Keep your pool trouble-free this year with new Pool Life Bright Stick Sanitizer. This sanitizing stick contains exclusive Clear Care technology to simultaneously kill algae and clarify your water. Bright Sticks can be safely dropped into your skimmer for long-lasting results. Don't work harder on your pool, work smarter. With Bright Sticks from Pool Life's exclusive Pool Care Collection and Dixon Brothers. Pool Life Bright Sticks are available at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers Showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. DICKSON. Spring is in full bloom, and Rubel's Plants has everything the gardener needs to plant and maintain your spring garden with confidence. They have bountiful snapdragons and colorful petunia baskets. There are butterflies all around the nursery. Love tropical plants and flowers? Well, you've got to go visit Rubel's and see the big wild blooms of their Cajun hibiscuses. Go to Rubel's.com for more information. Don't forget Rubel's wonderful gift store at the Farmer's Market location, where they have pots, planters, statuary, and garden decorations of all types. Open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of the year. Farmers Market, 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas, 214-744-9100. Lakewood, 7219 East Grand, 214-324-4800. And Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue, 469-248-2796. Go to Rubels.com for specials, events, and announcements. That's Rubals.com. Rubels Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
Miracle-Gro Garden Soil for flowers and vegetables is specially formulated for annuals and perennials. This garden soil is enriched with organic planting material to help get plants off to a great start. It also contains a continuous-release plant food that will feed your plants up to 3 months. It's a complete garden soil for outdoor in-ground use. Its water-absorbent formula helps keep young plants from drying out. It improves existing soil to build strong roots. Miracle-Gro Garden Soil for flowers and vegetables contains rich organic ingredients, sphagnum peat moss, and manure to improve soil condition and to retain moisture. Use it when preparing soil in outdoor gardens and landscape beds by mixing with native soil in a 50-50 mix. This product is not intended for container gardening. Use Miracle-Gro Garden Soil for flowers and vegetables for your summer gardening needs. Go to Scotts.com for a listing of retail dealers near you. Scotts.com for Miracle-Gro Garden Soil for flowers and vegetables. Couple of things of business first. I do want to remind you that this coming Saturday at 2:30, I will be at the grand opening of Statewide Remodeling at 2450 Esters Boulevard in the DFW Airport area. I'll be there at 2:30 to speak on garden facts and fantasies. I'll have some prizes and some things I'll bring with me, and I really look forward to seeing you. It is a paid appearance, but I donate all of my proceeds from my appearance to Serenity Hine McKinney, always. If you want more information on that event, you can call them at 214-677-9000. 2450 Esters Boulevard in the DFW area on May 5 at 2:30. And then also let me thank Lee Reiser for running the boards today, and RJ Williams, and also Michelle Shook for screening for me, and most of all to all the people who have called. We've taken more calls today than we have on any given day in the last year almost, I think. Let's go to Carl in Fort Worth. Carl, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Very good show.
Thank you.
You got one of them voices that I like to listen to.
Well, thank you very much.
I was wondering, is it this year about ticks or something in the yard? Now, I noticed the dogs got a few on them, even though I dip them. Is there something going on besides my yard?
No, I don't think so. There is something going on. It's just normal business as usual for insects. What we will find is that on some years, army worms will become a horrible problem in September, and you'll hear that they're devouring Bermuda grass everywhere, and then you don't see them for years. And 7 or 8 years ago, grasshoppers were horrible. 4 or 5 years ago, cankerworms just devoured the foliage on trees in East Texas. Looked like they'd had a late freeze in the spring. I have not had tick. This is my first call relative to ticks in probably 15 or 20 years, and a big part of the reason of that is fire ants have fed on the young ticks, and so that's, or at least that's been what I have surmised and what I have read. And so the fact that this year is such a huge year for butterflies, it also is, now you're saying, a year for ticks. And so those things come in courses in flushes, and they'll probably go away. I would protect your dogs with
what my sister, now I wanted to ask you this because I don't believe it. She says vinegar, spraying vinegar on your legs and stuff, will that just make them mad? Or,
well, I think it's, vinegar gets so much credit for stuff. Tide detergent used to get all that kind of credit, and fortunately people have come to their senses. Vinegar, I don't think vinegar is going to do anything to help with ticks. The DEET insect repellents are perfect for that. I use them to keep chiggers and ticks and other things off me when I'm out in high grass. But that's up to you.
Well, vinegar's good for bites, but I don't know about killing the bugs.
Yeah, but vinegar is not a garden product. I'm sorry. I will not accept it as an advertiser of this program, but that's a different story. Carl, I appreciate it. I would just protect the dogs with a tick protectant, and I would protect yourself with some kind of a repellent. I got to run. I really appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Jerry, this is Neil with you and McKinney. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the rest of the sentence, so I was still waiting. How can I help you today?
I was looking to see if I wanted to know the color of the deepest, darkest purple crepe myrtle there probably is.
Okay. All right, and there would be absolutely no question that would be the variety Twilight. And I see that you're asking about 121 in Alma. And
I used to work at EDS, and I traveled that road before they put in the new highway. And I think the northwest corner of 121 in Alma, there used to be a stand of really dark, purple crepe myrtles.
Well, I'll tell you where you can see twilight when they're in bloom would be on El Dorado Parkway between Central Expressway and Highway 5. The El Dorado exit is all messed up right now with the construction, but if you are on that road, if you were on that road and just take Highway 5 all the way past Medical Center of McKinney and then come back on El Dorado Parkway from Highway 5, you'll see the darkest of the crepe myrtles, and they'll actually be on the west side of the East Fork of the Trinity, or Wilson Creek. They'll be on the west side. They'll be over toward Medical Center Boulevard, and they'll be the darkest. Catawba is the next darkest, and it's in there as well.
How tall does Twilight grow?
Twilight will grow 15 or 16 feet tall. I got to run. I really appreciate you. Folks, I hope you have a wonderful week, and we will be back next Sunday morning from 8 until 11. I am heading off to church with my family. So have a great one. Thanks for listening. Happy gardening.